Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I think we finally have evidence, Steve.
What's up?
Well, you know, women, they say they don't fart. They don't even use the bathroom.
Right.
And I think now we finally have evidence that that may be a lie. And you can check it out on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. There's a video of a bride and groom at the altar. The bride did not know that the videographer had equipped the groom with a microphone.
Oh, boy.
And so because she didn't know this, at one point she whispers to her future husband, quote, I took a really big dump before I came down the aisle.
So I'm looking at it. It's her, that, her, and he says, you look amazing. And her response is, I took a really big dump.
Yeah.
This is a relationship goal.
What's happening?
You look amazing.
I took a really big dump before I came down the aisle.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Oops.
For moments like that, the videographer just heard what you said.
That's amazing.
Yes. I like how she's like, why are you wearing a microphone? He's like, for moments like that.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I'll always be mic'd, girl. Don't forget that.
Like, good for them.
At
least turned out the relationship on a high note.
At least it was only the videographer. You know, some people like to have their vows said to everybody, and they might get mic'd up for that. So that would be embarrassing if the whole church could hear it go, I took a really big dump.
Yeah, as opposed to the entire world now.
Yeah. Well, that's different. You're right, though. Just only the world now.
Dude, this is a super funny video. The audio is great. And yesterday we were even talking about this on the Migs cast. I've gotten to the point now where no matter how fun or lighthearted a video or a post can be, I just want to read the comments because I know at some point someone's going to drop a turd in the punch bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how long does it go for this one?
Third comment in from Pamela on Facebook.
All right, Pamela.
I find this offensive and not in the least bit humorous. Why make such a crude statement to one's groom?
Thanks, Pam.
Oh, my God. What are you doing on the internet, whoever you are?
I don't know, but like someone says, sounds like someone needs a good dump.
Yeah, that's for sure. Wow.
Like this is what set you off. I need to let them know that this is offensive. I am bothered by this video.
This is you're right, Steve.
Damn, you suck.
This is an indicator of what's going on because Steve, you're like Nostradamus when it comes to this. No matter what's out there, somebody is going to drop a turd in the punch bowl and be miserable. And I you don't know if they're a troll or if they really feel this way. It's really a challenge to know if you can.
I'm looking at this woman. She's not a troll. I think she's just
an older lady
that needs to share her opinion.
Yeah, it's that knee-jerk reaction. I need to post this right now instead of maybe thinking a half second or before hitting send, rereading it.
So I always hope that those people who are that old and that crabby wouldn't be able to work the internet.
I mean, I don't know. This doesn't look like a woman that's a troll. I'm not taking shots at her or anything like that, but she just looks like a normal, like, nice lady posting a picture of her by a lake.
You know what's ironic is that she's got a picture of her by a lake. It's serene. There's a big heart that somebody drew on there.
Oh, yeah.
So she looks like a person that's like a love bug and a sweet person. You go to her profile and she's got nature shots. Everything looks beautiful.
That's right? Why she's so offended by the poo talk.
Yeah. Oh, her posts are all happy and positive. Her comments are miserable and angry.
So it just goes to show you, man. You know, you can't believe anybody's profile. You can't believe any way anybody shows up on Facebook. Like Steve says, only believe their comments on other people's stuff.
Well, dude, it was yesterday. The example I brought up was I was just screwing around on Facebook, and I saw this really awesome video of a hot chick dancing at the beach, and mm-hmm. she's wearing workout shorts and like a workout top. Nothing too crazy, right?
Yeah.
She's doing some like EDM type dancing thing. It's super fun. Honestly, it was just put me in a good mood. Hot chick dancing. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Oh. Got it.
Are you sure you did?
Yeah. Did you just have one of these?
On right there.
Did that just hit the button?
My finger just hit the button.
Yeah. Was it your finger, sir?
Yeah, it was not the
anyways,
finger. Yeah.
Watch it. And then somebody just goes on a tangent like, about how back in the day, girls didn't need to show so much skin to put to dance seductive and cute and blah, 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 blah. She's showing too much skin. And I'm reading this, and finally someone just gave the simplest and best answer to that negative Nancy. It's like, she's at the beach. She's actually wearing wearing more than most people. Like, most people are in bikinis. She's
yeah.
got workout shorts on. And this person's all worked up.
It's amazing. And, of course, I really believe, I don't know the gender of that person. Doesn't matter. Either A, it's a gender that wishes they could be with them romantically, or B, it's a gender that's jealous that they don't look like that.
People are just so weird, man.
Yeah. The misery is unbelievable. Hey, look, and it takes one to know one. I know the core of misery.
I mean, you're the king of miserable.
They mm-hmm. can't hide from me. I can tell you exactly what's going on when somebody's making negative comments, because yeah. I was there, baby, and every once in a while I still am.
Yeah, Pam.
I like to go visit once in a while.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Screw off, Pam.
You know,
yeah, Pam.
Do you think if I didn't have this job and I had more time on my hands, would I be this guy on the internet?
Yes. Absolutely.
100%
yes. Wow,
yes.
That did yeah. not take long for that answer.
Nope.
Well, I know
at least Vicky didn't answer. She's on my side.
Yeah, she's not paying attention. She's not listening, yeah.
Damn it, Vicky. For once, I thought you were with me.
How do I say this tactfully?
Oh, how do you say anything? Not really?
I know some loudmouth unemployed radio people are on social media just constantly being miserable. And I think it's because they just have no other outlet.
Oh,
right,
they
now.
Know it all, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you know something? I was an unemployed radio personality for the longest time. And if social media was around
right?
during those every other year
oh
moments.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're right. I'd be that guy.
You would have been banned from MySpace.
You're absolutely right.
And Friendster.
Gosh. I wish I could disagree with you. But what do you think today? What if today I had time on my hands? What
you'd
think?
Be playing board games. You wouldn't have the time to play on social media, man.
I kind of hope that, you know.
I don't think anything would change.
Yeah, that's good. I don't want to be that guy. I can understand why someone's miserable and why they feel like they got to attack the world. I get it, but I really don't want to be that guy. And I would hope at some point they could look in the mirror and go, do I really want to be this person?
Mm-hmm.
But that would take some self-awareness.
Yeah,
and,
Pam.
But Pam's not selfish.
Pam sucks.
Yeah, Pam.
Yeah.
It's really hysterical, those positive. I'll tell you what Pam looks like, because I saw her picture. She looks like every one of my wife's friends who are faking it, making it look like they're doing positive affirmations right. and all these new age workshops. And really inside, they are rotting and miserable, which, by the way, describes pretty much a majority of my wife's friends.
Pam.
Yeah. Pam.
God. Oh, yeah. My wife has many Pams. Yeah. Well, we got to talk about this woman. I don't know if her name is Pam. I don't know if she is a Pam, but she got flagged by the TSA. Why? All because of flaming hot Cheetos. Steve's going to tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Law Tigers for giving us the Migs Report. It's a very special day.
Rawr. Yeah, man, that's their thing. That's
sorry.
Hey,
there we go.
Law Tigers.
Right. And hey, national, actually it's not just national, this is international.
Ooh,
it's a very special day.
Okay.
Day for Danny V over there.
All right.
It's International Crime Watch Titan. No, I'm just kidding. It's
not
Crime Watch Titan.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that every day, Steve.
It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
Yeah.
Woo. So if we're going to do this, let's go to Canada and have some beer and pizza. So it's international.
Oh, I like what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to stay in the States, but I will be doing the pizza today.
Oh, are you?
Oh,
my pizza.
Yeah.
That's right. You're going to see the Joker.
That's right, buddy.
That's right.
I got a no-name cake in my future.
I don't even know what I have planned for the rest of the day, but I remember what you have planned today.
Thanks, buddy.
So weird.
I'm so important to your life.
My wife would be like, what do you got planned? I don't know, but I'll tell you, BJ's going to see the Joker, going to get some pizza at my pizza, and a no-name cake.
I'm going to need you to do that a lot more, like for my anniversaries, kids' birthdays. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
This is the first step of us being a married.
My new personal assistant, Steve.
Great. All right, well, let's talk about this woman named Emily. She just tweeted a video from the TSA at the LAX airport in LA. So that's somewhere you've been from time to time, I'm sure, BJ.
Oh, yeah.
She got in trouble with TSA originally. Eventually, it got all sorted out. But because she had 20 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos in her carry-on.
This woman knows how to party.
And she must have a decent amount of change in her pocket because she had a Louis Vuitton carry-on. So,
it's
one of those fancy bags. But anyway, she said she had a whole bunch of them because she was visiting some friends in South Korea where Flaming Hot Cheetos are hard to find. So they said, hey, could you bring some? So she was bringing 20 bags of them.
Yeah. Wow.
So the TSA at first thought, this seems kind of odd. Is there meth in there? Is there drugs in there? What's going on? Well, they inspected them one by one, and then they finally let her and her Cheetos get through.
Oh, look at that, man. They really thought there was some foul play.
Did they open the bag and eat them?
Oh, well, that's
that
a really...
suck,
you
man.
Have to do one of them. You just... Yeah, I agree. There needs to be an official taster.
Well, I mean, they said they inspected them one by one. Does she show up to her friends in South Korea like, hey, thanks for the Cheetos, but they're all open.
Yeah, sorry about that.
TSA issues, like
yeah,
the story.
Yeah, I know. We have to... Yeah, miss, we have to open them and eat them to see if they're good. We'll leave you some.
I love this story because I always love when criminals almost have, like, pie in their face because of their stupidity. Some thieves broke into a car in California on Saturday. They stole a duffel bag. What they didn't realize in that duffel bag, four pythons and a rare lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, they flipped the F out. The bag belonged to this reptile breeder by the name of Brian. He just gave a talk at a library and apparently had the bag with him. The lizard and the snakes in the bag worth about $5,000.
Whoa.
But he'd like to get them back, obviously, because, well, you know, they're his.
They're worth $5,000.
But he's afraid that when the thieves opened up the bag that they probably just abandoned them because they freaked out because most people are scared of snakes. He says, not everyone knows how to take care of reptiles. I have a concern for them. Sad thing is it happened on my birthday. These animals that I hatched, they're my babies.
Oh, he doesn't sound creepy.
Well, I mean, that last part's a little weird, but we would say that about any animal we care about.
These are my babies. I hatched them and now they'll strangle you.
Okay, the part where he says, I hatched them does kind of sound like the a villain in a superhero movie.
Yeah, and they're snakes, okay? And nobody really, I mean, you know, most people are freaked out and he hatched them. He's going to kill people.
This is an odd story about a guy. You know, everyone's got their thing, whether it be a fashion statement or whatever they might
have. Thank you.
Right. You've got your thing with your fancy socks.
Yes.
And there's a guy in Washington, D.C. who's got his thing with ties, neckties.
Oh, yeah.
He has, for the last 7 years, worn a different tie to work every day.
Oh, this guy's my hero.
1,600 ties he's worn.
Whoa. Wow.
Apparently, it all started one time he went to, like, a Value Village type place, like a secondhand kind of clothing store, and he noticed there was a tie there for $1.50. He's like, you know what? I'm going to buy it. Then he started thinking about it. He's like, you know, for $1.50, I could get a new tie every day. That's completely within my price range. So he started doing it. He made a website. Apparently 30,000 people check out his website all the time to see what kind of new tie he's wearing. And yeah, for the last 7 years, he has been wearing a different tie every day.
Oh, man, dude. I have a buddy who does a radio show, and he's got the greatest name ever because I love to eat, and he and I both appreciate that. Ellis B. Feaster. And he wears a different Hawaiian shirt every day. He did.
Oh.
And they were like my brand that I love from a place called Tory Richard, which you can get in Hawaii. And, oh, man, I mean, I love those kind of things where somebody picks an item, says, this is what I'm going to do. My question is this. For $1,600, how does he know that he hasn't repeated by buying the same tie without realizing he bought the same tie?
That could be, but it's still a new tie to him.
That's true.
I mean, does he throw away the ties? Does he keep the ties? Like, at what point do you recycle?
Well, unless you give them to Goodwill or something.
You keep giving it back.
Yeah. Pay it forward, baby.
Well, I know someone, I have a couple friends that did, I guess in the summer was a thing where you ate a burrito or a taco a day.
Oh, that was a thing?
Yeah, there's a social media thing where people would post a picture every day they were eating at least some kind of a taco, a breakfast taco, a lunch taco, or a dinner taco.
Nice. I totally missed that.
Well, we could always do it for winter.
Yes. Good call.
Put on a couple extra pounds for the winter season.
Oh, then in that case, I probably should eat a no-name a day.
There you go.
Yeah, let me do that.
Hey, baseball yesterday.
Hey! How about,
so, the Houston Astros are a really good team, and there's a very good chance they're going to be done after this series because, well, they lost to Tampa Bay yesterday 4-1, forcing a game 5 for the American League Divisional Series. Whoever wins this one will move on to take on the New York Yankees. That game will happen tomorrow. It's winner take all today for the National League Championship Series for both games. Cardinals and Braves, 2 games apiece. Nationals and Dodgers also at 2 games apiece.
You're talking about two of the best teams. The Astros and the Dodgers could be out.
Right. And I don't know if you were watching any of that game yesterday, but it was pretty awesome. O.J. Howard, who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was there to watch the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, really?
And he caught a foul ball.
No, he didn't.
Yes, it was great.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, just right towards, like, you know, like the first baseline, but more towards the outfield.
Oh,
he snags it barehanded.
Whoa.
Everyone's going nuts.
What position does he play?
He's a tight end. He's probably happy because they haven't been targeting him a bunch in the game, so he finally got to catch something.
Dude, seriously, they should throw something at him because if he can catch a baseball like that, I mean, a football is much bigger.
Yeah, a bunch of people taking pictures. I guess his phone blew up with his friends and family and
fans
on Twitter all being like, dude, did you just catch a foul ball at the Tampa Bay game?
It is so weird. I mean, it's great that he's there, you know, supporting the team. By the way, it's so weird to see that stadium filled with people.
Yeah.
Because it very rarely is, but at least for playoff baseball, it's great that they got it filled up.
Dude, I just saw something, speaking of just having a hard time filling up stadiums, was in Miami, the Dolphins. Having a little bit of a difficult time, I think.
Well, yeah.
And their next game, apparently tickets are cheaper to go to the Miami Dolphins game than it is to go to the zoo.
Come on.
That's what people are charging.
Come on.
Come on.
Wow.
How about
so they
that?
Probably got some blackouts going on if you want to watch it on TV if they can't get people filling that joint up.
I mean, if people even want to watch it on TV.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that.
As far as weather, 53 degrees and some sun later. Thank you, Shane Company, for giving us the Migs report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Yeah, you know, they pitched Verlander on short rest, and the Rays got to him, and that was the deciding difference. They scored 3 runs in the first inning, and that's all they needed for the whole game. And it's funny because Verlander, if you see him multiple times, and it's with these series, that's what happens, he's not that effective. It's been interesting in different playoffs I've seen over the years. This is not the first time that Justin Verlander has been hit hard when they've seen him the second time. And that's what I love about baseball is that, you know, just because a guy's great doesn't mean he's going to be great the second time around because these are really good teams that make adjustments.
Damn.
Yeah. This is the time to watch baseball. This is when you're seeing the
one
best.
One and done. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you're right. This is one and done for all three of those sets of teams.
Yeah, to go back to the whole Miami Dolphins issue with ticket sales, because they're playing the Washington Redskins. Both teams have not won a game.
The Redskins just fired their dude.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
They're calling it the Tank Bowl because both teams just suck.
Yeah.
And somebody said, here's this week in South Florida ticket prices. And the Dolphins versus Redskins, you can get a ticket for $16 to go to the zoo in Miami, $23.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it's like that here in Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, $23. You can get a Seahawks ticket for $23.
You can't park near the stadium for that.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, dude.
Yeah, our parking is more than the tickets for a Miami Dolphins game.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, there wasn't, we all remember a time where we were like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of love to Paul Allen and, of course, his family and John Schneider and Pete Carroll for continuing to have excellence. Wow, Miami's Miami.
But speaking about cheap tickets for a football game, I don't know if you saw that the XFL and the Seattle Dragons, our XFL team, have announced the ticket prices for this upcoming season.
Okay.
Dude, great prices. I got to give them a shout out because, I mean, just like to get a good, I mean, to sit in a 100 level, it's $20.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you got the
super fancy club seats, but still $90 for a club seat.
$90 for a club seat's fantastic. Are you kidding me?
And what they call tier 5, which would kind of be towards like the left or the right 100 level, is $35.
Boy, I hope it takes off because, I mean, you know, being able to see a sporting event like that with some names that you might get to, you know, you might start to know.
That should be fun, man.
Yeah.
When you think about doing something fun with the family, obviously going to a Seahawks game is maybe a little more than you can shell out to go to a football game. But, you know, you can sit in the end zone for $20.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm pretty stoked about this.
I'll tell you what, Steve. And you know what really has turned me around on that? And you know this because you do it. And that is the independent wrestling scene. Mm-hmm. It is a very affordable price to have a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, and what I love about indie wrestling, and I hope it sounds like it's going to be pretty similar in the sense of what they're going to be doing, is it's so fan accessible. Like, you can meet the people that you're watching.
That would be great.
And so, like, even when we went to that indie show when I took you to in Chicago, I mean, you know, a guy has a match, 10 minutes after his match, he's standing at a table selling his stuff, and you can just go walk on up and talk to the dude. And it's just something cool for, especially when you have like, kids out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously as adults, we're like, okay, we know this story, this guy, this is what he does on the side, but he's got a full-time job and, like, you know, whatever. But as a kid, you see somebody, you're watching them, they're larger than life, and you have an opportunity to meet them. That's what made me fall in love with wrestling. I used to go see wrestling in churches in New York, which is so ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah.
But getting to meet the actual wrestler, even though they were no-name dudes, it was, like, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, dude. And if they do that with the XFL, because, again, these are some people, and I gather they're going to get some college people, maybe not good enough for the NFL, but still good enough that you might know them if you watch college football.
They're starting to announce certain people that are, like, going into the draft, and it's been kind of fun. Like, some familiar names from, like, from the Huskies and other players that never made it into the pros, but were, you know, guys that were known for their college abilities.
Well, it'll be interesting to see just how this all goes out and the kind of names that we do see.
Hey, someone said I just bought my Seattle Dragons season tickets yesterday.
Front row club level.
$250.
Yeah, pretty
for the season ticket.
For the season.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, come on. Like you said, that's a great day to watch people throw around the pigskin, get to have some beverages, whatever. I mean, that's fantastic.
Five-game package, $450.
Jeez. Like, that is parking. That's like a five-game parking package if you want to watch the Hawks.
It's insane. Like, when I saw these prices, I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Like, I was already planning on going, but I'm glad to know that I'm not going to go broke going.
Yeah. Nice. And where are they playing their games again?
CenturyLink.
Oh, I know that place. I've been there before.
It looks like they're going to do it similar to how the Sounders do it.
Oh, nice.
You know, because at least, I mean, it shows 200 level, 100 level, doesn't show 300 level. So they'll just probably section off the top tier, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then, hey, look, if someday they got to go up to the top level, good for them.
It's kind of like what the Sounders do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What is the second biggest city in Washington State?
Oh, Chimicum.
No.
That's it.
No, it's Spokane.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I wonder. I know Bellevue's trying to catch up, but I don't, you know, and obviously Tacoma as well, but still Spokane's beating them, huh?
Yeah.
Not
Chimicum's a close third, though.
Not for long, Spokane. Chimicum's coming after you.
They're coming for you.
That's their name. Chimicum after you.
Dude, when I did that, I had like 3 texts from people from Chimicum thanking me for mentioning their
name.
That's
awesome.
I was like, yes.
They have one of the greatest names ever. I mean, really, Chimicum is a great name. We should be using that more on our show. You're right.
I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, have you been there, too?
I drove through it. I used the gas station a couple times.
Oh, well, congratulations. I think
shout out to Chimicum.
Hey, Chimicum gas. All right. Yeah, you want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.